Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
You know you're old when you get unbelievably excited about a couple of home hacks, like I am every single week on the show. I'm like, these are quite astonishing. This morning's ones, right? An American blogger called Corinne Smith bought an extra large packet of cheap dishwasher tablets. She realised they weren't compatible with her dishwasher, though, so she tried to find other ways to use them, and she came up with some practical ideas. Some of these we've already covered, Rob, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning the oven being one of them,
yeah.
The oven door. This really works. I have tried it. You basically rub it on the door, basically, and it removes any of the grease and grime. The other ones, cleaning a casserole dish. When you make lasagna or casserole, you're left with the dilemma of, like, the bottom being crap all over it.
Yeah, yeah.
Dip, again, the dishwasher tablets in water. Give it an old rub and leave it overnight, and it's gone. Basically all lifted, absolutely removed. Removing colouring from white clothes, red socking with white washing. Leave the clothes longer than their best. Next time you come to the washing, put a tablet in with the whitewash, and it gets rid of some of the stains.
Who knew such a thing?
Sorry, that's excitement. Sheer absolute excitement in my voice, such a thing. This is a brilliant one as well. Might have mentioned this, but I'm just looking at a picture here of what happens. Pop the dishwasher tablet in the washing machine drum. Set it to a hot cycle. The washing machine drum fills with filthy water as the hidden dirt and grime lurking in your washing machine is pulled out. I'm looking at a picture of it here. It's extremely exciting. Once the dirty water has been drained, the drum will be sparkling clean and ready for your next load of washing. They really are the heroes.
They said the same thing about for those of you that have jacuzzi baths. I know some are standard now in newer houses. Not quite hotel jacuzzis, but your bath has that jet stream thingy at the bottom. If you fill it with water and put in a dishwasher tablet, all of the dirt will kind of combine with the suds.
Yeah.
And you'll be amazed with the amount of stuff that comes out, yeah.
Here's another one. Have I told you before I love the way you say bath?
Bath?
Every week. I'm like, oh, bath. I just do. I don't know what it is about it.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Bath. Removing colour pencil and crayon marks, yeah. Dissolve the tab in water and use the mixture to clean the wall. Wear rubber gloves, obviously, because you don't want to get that chemicals on your hands. But yeah, it works for that as well. Cleaning outdoor furniture. Dissolve a tablet in hot water. Get the rubber gloves on. Cloth. Get some sparkling. Removing coffee and tea rings. Perfect for that as well. Polishing metal. I mean, honestly. Sinks. You can get them sparkling again. You drop the tablet in and leave the mixture overnight. And when you come back the next day, astonishing stuff. The lid of your bins and the toilet. I mean, listen, they're the modern day heroes. Who knew? And get yourself a cheap, you know, the way you can get like big bags on special, not there's certain brands that'll cost you an arm and a leg. You might want to use those for your actual dishwasher and then get the other ones that you might get a bit cheaper, a bulk buy for this type of stuff.
Excellent.
Oh, I've one more thing to go, I have to tell you. Cleaning the barbecue. I can't believe this, right? If your barbecue's looking a little bit, ooh, and needs to be sort of polished off before you use it again, get a scrumpled up piece of tin foil or half an onion, right? Rub it over the grate. Everything comes off straight away.
Brilliant. And this, like, a barbecue could have been sitting for the past, year?
Yeah, the abrasive tin foil. I just roll it up in a ball, and there you go. I prefer that to the onion. I'm not mad on half an onion and rubbing that on. Bit of a bang of onion off you, but...
Brilliant.
There you go.
I figured out the bath thing, by the way.
Bath. So cute.
Yeah, no, honestly. The reason is, because when I first started in radio, and I'm talking about illegal pirate radio, I struggled big time with my THs. And when I first landed my first legal radio gig, I was given a sentence to use over and over and over in my head. And it was this, that, these, those. That's the way the TH goes, because that's what I struggled with. And now I'm pronouncing them properly and probably over pronouncing them. Bath. It worked.
No. Yeah, there you go. It's not that you're not pronouncing it properly. I just think it's cute the way you say it.
Yeah, bath. Yeah. For those of you struggling with the THs, this, that, this, those, that's the way the TH goes. Yeah. Home Hacks are back on Tuesday.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks.